wonder. Learn more at templeton.org and the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival on November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
I'm an example. I'm proud.
Mother, teacher, gardener, and sprinter, Julia Hawkins died this week at the age of 108.
And if you should survive to 105...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Lots of other frequencies as well. We are always available on the World Wide Web. Visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century. Wednesday, October 30th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
In our next few minutes, a review of the new film Conclave. Bob Mondello, tell us what he thought about it. David Folkenflik reports on the resignation of the Los Angeles Times opinion editor. We'll tell you why there's a resurgence of interest in the Menendez brothers. And we will hear from Dua Lipa. She came to the Tiny Desk to give a performance, and we talked with her. It's all coming up on KPR.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Tomorrow is Live Day. We've been talking about it for quite a while. It's finally here tomorrow, presenting live classical music through pretty much the entire day. We'll even have a free evening concert at the Lawrence Public Library with violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan. It's going to be focused on some Halloween-type music. Again, that is tomorrow on KPR, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. You can see the full Live Day schedule at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6:20.
Flight watch. In the meantime, it's going to fill a lot of the pews at your local cinema. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR News.
We hear from voters in a Pennsylvania county that has a reputation for picking the president in each election.
It's difficult for people in the middle class, if you can call them middle class anymore, to get a leg up.
Plus, a new film explores a political battle to pick a new pope. We speak with actor Ralph Fiennes, star of Conclave, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with A. Martinez and your local host, Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
News headlines are up next. The time is 6:30.
140 points, down about 0.3%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas cybersecurity expert says the state's plans to consolidate its information technology systems may be a good idea, but it must be flexible to protect information when attacks occur. The state is overhauling its online security of sensitive information, partly in response to an attack on Kansas courts last year. A new law calls for consolidating the state's cybersecurity systems into a centralized structure over the next several years. Alex Bardas is a computer scientist for the University of Kansas. He says sensitive information and services need to be in modules within the centralized system so they can be closed off from one another when hacks occur.
That module can actually be moved separately from the entire system, and you continue to, you know, be functional to do your services.
Bardas says a centralized structure without that kind of separation could leave the entire system vulnerable to hacks. Spirit AeroSystems says it still expects to be acquired by Boeing, despite dismal earning reports from both companies this week. Spirit reported last night that it had a net operating loss of $350 million in the third quarter. For the year, the company has lost more than $1 billion. Boeing reported earlier this week a loss of $6 billion as it is dealing with an ongoing labor strike. The work stoppage has caused both companies to lay off or furlough workers. Spirit says it expects to become part of Boeing by the middle of next year. Kansas Republicans in some competitive state legislative districts are updating their messaging on reproductive rights. The websites of several candidates now have nearly identical language about opposing a local abortion ban and supporting IVF treatment. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson has that on his site, even though he voted in favor of several bills that limit reproductive rights, according to critics. He says attacks on his abortion stance have no merit.
There's this constant push from both you guys in the media and from the Democrat Party to make this an issue in this election when there's nothing else they have to advance.
Thompson, who is from Shawnee, says voters care more about other issues like lowering income and property taxes.
Torrance Public Library. It's free October 25th, 7 p.m. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay tuned following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations. We have Classics Live. We will hear some chamber ensembles from the Sunflower Music Festival. Then it's Evening Classical with Destiny, Tango Thursday. We look forward to that all week. We will hear some music of Hector y Locos as well, all coming up on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two, KPR Presents is up next, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video in downtown Lawrence, with more than 11,000 titles on DVD and Blu-ray available to rent from classics to cult. Open daily from 1 to 9 p.m. A browsable inventory is online at libertyhall.net.
70% chance of showers and storms this evening. Lows overnight in the lower 50s. Much cooler tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Tonight, and I love being on tour. I love performing these songs. I love kind of seeing just people.
We interrupt this portion of All Things Considered to let you know a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 7:15 this evening for portions of Waubonsie and Pottawatomie counties. A severe thunderstorm located over Bellevue, moving to the east at 30 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail. Hail damage is expected if you are in Wamego, St. Mary's, or Bellevue. You should get inside a sturdy structure now. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:15 for portions of Waubonsie and Pottawatomie counties. We now return you to All Things Considered.
Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not.
Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
We hear from voters in a Pennsylvania county that tends to pick the winner in presidential elections on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next few minutes, we will get Classics Live. It's followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. All of that followed by Jazz in the Night. We have seen some thunderstorms cropping up here in the very recent past. Right now, if you are in southeastern Geary, southeastern Riley, or northwestern Wabunsee County, you could be seeing strong thunderstorms moving through your area. Wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour, half-inch hail, Alma, Alta Vista, McFarland, Paxico, and Volland. Be aware of these storms. Also, if you're on I-70 between mile markers 315 and 337. We also have news of a strong thunderstorm affecting east-central Pottawatomie, southeastern Nemaha, Jackson, and southern Brown counties through about 7:15 tonight. This storm about 5 miles south of Soldier, moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour, 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-inch hail. If you are in Holton, Horton, Wetmore, Everest, Emmett, Whiting, Circleville, Netawaka, Soldier, Powhatan, Willis, or at the Kickapoo Reservation, you should consider seeking shelter inside a building.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. We're here in White Concert Hall at Washburn University, about to hear chamber music from Frédéric Chopin, David Popper, and Antonín Dvořák, with musicians from the 2024 Sunflower Music Festival, starting off with Chopin's Rondo in C major for two pianos. Here are Cynthia Rame and David Allen Ware on stage now, each at a 9-foot concert grand, facing each other.
Thank you. We interrupt our classical music here on Kansas Public Radio for severe storm information. The National Weather Service just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for all of Wyandotte, all of Leavenworth, and northern Johnson County in Kansas, as well as a number of counties in northwest Missouri, until 9:15. And the National Weather Service said these storms are producing 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles expected. Expect considerable tree damage. Wind damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Locations impacted include Kansas City, Overland Park, Independence, Shawnee, Lenexa, Leavenworth, Leawood, Raytown, Liberty, Gladstone, Prairie Village, Lansing, Excelsior Springs, Miriam, Mission, Smithville, Kearney, Bonner Springs, DeSoto, and Parkville. And we have some other severe thunderstorm warning information for you, I do believe. And, well, I guess right now that is it. But a pretty wide swath of the KPR listing area under a severe thunderstorm warning for Wyandotte County, Leavenworth County, northern Johnson County in Kansas, southeastern Buchanan, southern Clinton, all of Clay County, all of Platte County in Missouri, as well as portions of Ray and Caldwell County. That severe thunderstorm warning until 9:15 with 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. We'll go back to classical music programming, but we'll keep an eye on the severe weather and bring you updates right here on Kansas Public Radio.
The Unexpected, Symphony No. 1 by Villa-Lobos here on KPR with Carl St. Clair conducting the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart. Some unexpected music for Tango Thursday, indeed, indeed. Well, I have had a wonderful week with all of you. I'm Destiny, so thankful for you listeners. You are the best listeners on the planet, and I really, really, really hope to see all of you, as many of you as possible, tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library. It's a free concert. I'm playing the violin. There's going to be cello, percussion, piano. A darling little student. Come support her. It's her first big showing on some Halloween tunes. It's going to be really fun. The whole day is going to be fun. The Washburn Winds, the St. Petersburg String Quartet, the Lyric Arts Trio. Lots of people playing tomorrow during Live Day. And the final concert is me, yours truly, and I really, again, would love to meet many of you. Thank you to Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka, for making this possible, and thank you to you, dearest listeners. This is Kansas Public Radio, and I hope to see many of you tomorrow in person, Lawrence Public Library, 7 p.m.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Info at greenladylounge.com. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell those smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump continues to belittle his Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris. Trump, during an interview with conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt, said he thinks Chinese leader Xi Jinping would, quote, handle Harris if she were to win in November, in his words, like a baby. At a rally in Tempe, Arizona, he repeated unfounded claims criminal migrants are entering the U.S. illegally in droves.
We're like a garbage can. You know, it's the first time I've ever said that. And every time I come up and talk about what they've done to our country, I get angrier and angrier.
Trump is also holding an event in Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. During a Fox News segment earlier this week, Trump proposed eliminating the federal income tax, but did not offer any specifics. Vice President Kamala Harris, meanwhile, continues to enlist star power as part of her bid for the Oval Office. Harris was with former President Barack Obama today at a rally in Georgia. She was joined by Bruce Springsteen, and tomorrow she'll be at another event in Houston. Beyonce is reportedly on the bill there. While the rally in Texas is in a state that's expected to remain red for the foreseeable future, Georgia is part of her plan to defeat rival Donald Trump in November. Joe Biden narrowly won that state in 2020. With the final day of voting in this fall's election fast approaching, the U.S. Postal Service is urging mail-in voters to return their ballots early. NPR's Hansi Luong explained some parts of the country have been experiencing delays and other problems with election mail.
U.S. Postal Service officials say close to 98% of mail-in ballots were delivered on time in the first 3 weeks of October. But there have been some isolated local glitches, including in Pennsylvania. Adrian Marshall says this week the Postal Service started doing the extra deliveries and special pickups it usually does in the final weeks before general elections last day of voting.
We encourage anyone choosing to vote by mail to please mail early.
Marshall says mail-in voters should return their ballots at least 1 week before their state's deadlines. And to make sure those ballots get a postmark,
simply bring in your ballot to make sure it's postmarked from your local post office.
Some states require postmarks as proof that a ballot was returned on time. Hansi Luong, NPR News.
L.A. County D.A. George Gascon is recommending two brothers famously convicted of murdering their parents be resentenced. The L.A.ist Frank Stoltz explains.
The Menendez brothers are serving life in prison without the possibility of parole for killing their parents with shotguns in 1989. Gascon said he wants them to be immediately eligible for parole.
We're very sure not only that the brothers have rehabilitated and that they will be safe to be reintegrated in our society, but that they have paid their dues.
The DA said new evidence of sexual abuse by their father influenced his decision. It'll be up to a judge to decide whether to resentence the brothers and a parole board to decide whether to release them. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow was down 140 points. The Nasdaq rose 138 points.
Bob McWilliams here for Kansas Public Radio. An update on the severe weather. A situation here in northeast Kansas, a rather large area of the KPR listing area, mostly to the north and west of Kansas City, is under a severe thunderstorm warning. That warning includes all of Wyandotte County, all of Leavenworth County, and northern Johnson County in Kansas, and a large chunk of Missouri, including Clay County and Ray County and Platte County and northwestern Jackson County as well. There's a whole line of severe thunderstorms producing 70-mile-per-hour winds and quarter-sized hail, and that's sufficient to inflict significant damage both in terms of wind and in hail. Hail damage to vehicles has already been reported. Expect considerable tree damage, wind damage, and the like. Locations impacted by this include Kansas City, Kansas, Overland Park, Independence, Shawnee, Lenexa, Leavenworth, Leawood, Raytown, Liberty, Gladstone, Prairie Village, Lansing, Excelsior Springs, Merriam, Mission, Smithville, Kearney, Bonner Springs, DeSoto, and Parkville. And in these areas, it would be a good idea to be in an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for all of Wyandotte, all of Leavenworth counties, northern Johnson County in Kansas, and a significant part of the Kansas City, Missouri metro area and rural area to the north of Kansas City. This is a thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:15. We'll go back to our regular programming now on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
Thank you.